A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Alex Keery here. Scott Mitchell normally with us. Not today. Jay Catch stepping in, producer, of course, of DJ and PK right here in the mornings on The Zone Sports Network. Jumping into the breach. Hey, halfway through the program, Jay, you feel pretty good about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meh. Fun.
Yeah. I love doing radio.
This is fun. It's fun stuff. I'm a little bit ticked off, though. We were just talking to one of Notre Dame's beat writers, and they're like, yeah, full open practice for the media. That makes me a little grumpy.
Full 2.5 hours.
That's when you go, what are we doing? Because now everybody's putting their hands up. You know who would have loved doing this at BYU during his time? Bronco. COVID. Sorry, I don't want to do the interview. Can't do it. COVID.
Lock it down.
Can't do it. Joining us on the program now, prepping for maybe what might be the biggest alumni game in the history of BYU football, because we've dialed back the actual spring game with the actual team right now, but the alumni game has gotten more attention, and it's got big names on these rosters. It's got a lot of you know, I don't know, hopefully guys that are stretching going into this game. We've got quarterbacks from both sides, Max Hall representing Team Navy, Charlie Peterson representing Team Royal. What's up, fellas? Who needs to go first on this thing?
Well, I've already got the Icy Hot warmed up and ready to go. So,
do you have to warm up? Does it get better if you warm it up? You just like put it in the microwave, makes it extra hot, make it extra icy. How did you guys get? Well, first of all, I'll ask Max Hall. How did you get contacted to do it? Did someone just say, "Hey, man, you want to do the alumni game?" And was it an easy answer, yes, or was it like a, "Hey, man, I kind of don't want to pull a hammy. I kind of don't want to tear an Achilles," or was it like, no, I'm all in. Let's do it.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Who else is on the call with me? Who else is that?
Charlie Peterson.
Don't worry, Max. We'll meet soon. Oh, boy.
He knows. He's pretending.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Sure I recognize that voice. Yeah, see? The trash talking's already started up. That's the thing. But, Max, you're the only quarterback on the roster in your team.
Well, of course I am. I told him you can get another quarterback if you want him to hold the clipboard, but that's going to be about it. Hey, this is actually kind of a funny story. So Jack DeMooney calls me, right? And he says, "Hey, Max, come play in the alumni game, bro."
Let's go, bro.
And I'm like, I said, "Jack, absolutely not. I'm not playing in the alumni game." Like, I told him, I said, I want people to remember me when I was, like, decent, when I was decently good, not now, right? So he's like, "Come on, bro." I said, "Let me get back to you in a couple days." He's like, "Okay." Well, that afternoon, he puts it out that I'm playing in the alumni game. So he kind of forced me into it. But, you know, now that it's on and it's going, I'm excited for it. Yeah, we're all old. Hopefully nobody gets injured. But I think we're going to have a lot of fun, man. We're going to go out there. I'm going to get to see a lot of great guys, guys that I played with and guys who played before me and after me. So I'm looking forward to having a great time, getting out there, throwing the ball around a little bit, kind of putting on a show, and just having fun out there. So I'm really glad I'm a part of it. It's crazy. you know, then when I agree to it, I'm thinking, okay, we'll have a little flag football game that morning, and then it'll be the spring game that afternoon. And the whole script just got flipped
on me. No, you guys are the marquee event, man.
We're the
top
show.
Billing, yeah.
We're the big show, man. So we're going to be in the stadium. It's on BYU TV being streamed. I'm just like, here we go. So I spent the last couple of weeks trying to throw the ball around a little bit, and now my arm's killing me. So I've been on the training table with the trainer there at the school, and, you know, hopefully I make it through the game. But it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Max, I want to ask Charlie a question here, but I got to say, what you talked about, saying, Jack, I don't want to play, and then suddenly
every
your name pops
person
up.
Has
I
said
have
it.
Talked to no less than five or six guys on these rosters besides you guys. I'm not going to name them, but all of them have said something similar to me, saying, yeah, I reached out about Alumni Day, and then suddenly I'm on this roster, and I don't know what happened.
No, it's a lot of, like, I actually said no, and then it was put out on social media that I said yes. So then you're signed up. It's all good, man.
Yeah. Okay, so
hey, but
yeah,
but,
go ahead.
But Charlie, now that we're here and we're doing it, I'm glad we're doing it, man. This is going to be fun.
So you're going to have a great time. Unfortunately for me, this is probably my third or fourth time, and the older I get, the more I realize, you know, it's just a good time to be around BYU football program. It's a good time to connect. I mean, when do I get to see old teammates from back in 2000? You know, so this springtime, it's a ton of fun, and you know, I'm sure somebody's going to do something out there that'll be a little wild and crazy, but that's what this is all about.
Yeah, Charlie, I wanted to ask you. I remember I've watched you for years. I don't know if you remember. You probably don't remember this. I remember meeting you back when you played for the Wasatch Revolution. And
you're going way back, time machine.
I am, but you played for a number of years beyond your collegiate playing days, playing in these, I guess they call them semi-pro leagues. I don't know what you would term it, but you've been playing football for a really long time. Is that kind of the fun part? Is it like you just get back out there, see guys that you were running around with when you both were in Provo, and just be able to be around them and kind of just enjoy the friendships, the brotherhood that existed back then, and just kind of rekindle that?
You know, it's funny. When I was with the Wasatch Revolution on that, it was full tackle adult football.
Yeah.
So it's high entertainment because we never practiced, but the hitting was real. And so, you know, I tried to recruit all the BYU guys. In fact, Eric Drage was the head coach, but we just had fun.
That, yeah.
I mean, when I got cut from the CFL, you know, you got to go back into real life. You got to make a real living. You're away from football, and you're like, God, you just can't fill that void. You know, some people like to jump out of airplanes. Some people like to fly fish, and we just happen to like football. And so we kind of stuck with it and went after it. And tomorrow will be no different. You know, it's going to be a good time to get with a bunch of guys. It's like getting on a bike. You've played football your whole life, so it'll be nothing new to them.
Okay, we're trying to set a line on this thing. Not that this is going to be highly picked up in Vegas.
Well,
but
I don't know. First of all, let me know. If you're going to set a line on this, I want to know who the point spread makers are, because I don't know if you guys have seen the roster.
I know, we looked at the team, but the speed
is unbelievable. We got 4-1, 4-2 guys on there at 47, 48 years old. It's going to be amazing.
Now, listen, we looked at the rosters. We definitely went up and down the rosters. And we came up with a preliminary number, and you tell me, I don't know, we'll see. I think that the Navy team has a few more of the younger guys, I think. Plus, I don't know, Max Hall, there's something special about the Max Hall quarterback, and he's a little less time removed from the game maybe than you guys. You had to double up on quarterbacks. The injury report is super long before the game's even started on both sides of the roster. We've said it. I was generous with it, too, I think. I think the Navy team, we're setting it at 8.5, 8.5 for the Navy squad. So you guys are plus 8.5, Charlie. Max, does that sound like do you guys talk about – are there plays that have been talked about, or is just going to be drawing it on the back of some guy in the huddle?
That's a secret. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that we've already had five practices
okay.
and ready to go.
Perfect. There, okay? Charlie's like, I haven't even seen anybody yet.
No, hey, we haven't.
All I know
There's
is the
no.
guy that recruited everybody is on my team, Mr. I Am Jack DeMooney. So the story that tells is one in the – you can't touch it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so – honestly, though, there's a lot of guys out there who've played a lot of football. This is maybe the best kind of grouping, a conglomerate of like some of the best names in football for this alumni game. It's a one-hand touch situation. Is this going to be a high-scoring affair, do you think, or is this more of a like we were talking about how this could go either way? It could be really low-scoring, but this is a full field full four quarter, 15-minute four quarters, too. That sounds like you guys signed up for a little bit too much here.
Goodness.
It's a lot. It's a running clock.
You, apparently, you guys just learned that you guys are playing that long of a football game, right?
I'm coming off the bench, so I'm more worried for Max now. But we'll.
I still don't even know all the rules.
Oh, even better. Yeah, well.
You'll find him out tomorrow night at the alumni game. I'm assuming – I don't even know what a warm-up looks like for you guys. So, okay, there's got to be some swag. There's probably going to be some cool swag that you guys are going to get from this whole deal.
I talked to somebody about there's going to be really cool swag.
See, now that's cool. So there's going to be that. There's the part about going in and it's just kind of – I would assume that there's going to be some level of cheating, though. Who's going to be the biggest cheater on the field tomorrow? Who's going to try to maybe cut a couple corners – to try to make
Robbie
sure.
Oh, Robbie Bosco.
Okay.
if Coach Bosco comes in, yeah, he'll be the one cheating. No, for sure.
I was like looking at the rosters. I'm going, okay, there's some guys on here. But then there are the guy. Who's the guy on the roster you looked at and went, oh, no. Like, Max, you've got like a pretty good list of wide receivers out there for you.
Oh, I got some good ones. You know, I was hoping we could get Austin out there, and it fell on a weeknight. He's not able to be there. So, but man, I mean, just off the top of my head, Mitch Matthews, Ross Oppo, McKay Jacobson. I think Cody Hoffman's playing.
Correct.
Trinneman, Blackman, Mahina. So, and then I got about 15 Polynesian running backs. So I don't know how that worked out, but I got Manasi, Harvey, Fui, all those guys. Man, it's just, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be – both sides have good guys to throw the ball to, some good names out there. I mean, shoot, they got Chad Lewis playing in this thing, man. Yeah. Like, how cool is that to go out there and all pretty much the whole coaching staff is playing, you know, Kalani. So, I mean, it's going to be just really fun to be on the same field and playing around with those guys, man.
We're trying to figure out if Kalani's going to score a touchdown tomorrow. That's another one of the side prop bets.
Yeah, we'll let it. I would take that. I would say that's a positive for sure going to happen.
So that's a baked in situation. We know that one's going to happen. Okay, that's
yeah. Cool. It'll be one of those things where we wink and say, okay, on this play, let's let Kalani score. Right. You know, give him your deal.
It's a community thing. The guys are kind of fake tackling him. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Okay, Charlie, I wanted to ask you this, because on your roster, on the Royal roster, you have a Tula Mealy and Chad Lewis, and that tandem in 1996 was about as good a tandem as tight ends BYU's ever had. I know that I believe you were on an LDS mission during that season. You were there in 95, am I right, before you?
So, yeah, I actually played with both of them. Okay. I roomed with Sarkisian my redshirt freshman year, but yeah, that squad, wow, they were incredibly talented, and both Chad and Tula. And you know, it's funny, when I left BYU, we had three tight ends go on to the league as well in Doug Jolly, Spencer Need, and Gabe Reed. So, yeah, BYU has definitely been a factory for pushing out some tight ends, and there's some good ones on that roster, absolutely.
Okay, so here's my question. Who of you or Kevin Federick, I know you guys are the two quarterbacks on Team Royal, how are you guys going to divvy up these reps?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. When Kevin says, Charlie, go in, that's when I'll go in.
He said I had heard tale that Federick's arm is he hadn't picked up a football in quite some time and thrown it with much pace and even more time. So maybe you're going to come in a lot earlier than you thought.
No, we'll see. You know, I ran across Kevin in the Arena League back in the day too. So it's like I said, it's fun. The real key to this whole thing is just enjoying the absolute great climate with all your former teammates. And Kalani, man, what a job they've done at BYU. I mean, it's incredible. And I was – you know, to play for that coaching staff, to be a player on that squad at this time, what an honor and what an awesome opportunity. I couldn't be more proud to be BYU Cougar.
Don't hang anybody out to dry tomorrow. That's what we don't want. It's some guy going across the middle trying to catch a high pass from one of you guys. Let's keep it safe. Let's keep everybody healthy. The fans are going to come out. Lavelle Edwards Stadium opened up, free admission. It's going to be awesome. You guys, thanks for coming on the program with us.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. Charlie, see you tomorrow, man. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, sounds good. And, hey, one more thing for you, Jake. Just on a side note, I love listening to your show. You know, I grew up in Springville, Utah, when Scott Mitchell was a state-winning quarterback at Springville High School. So kind of fun to tap into you guys.
Oh,
thanks
he's,
for all you do.
Listen, well, I'm glad Scott's not here because the amount of quarterbacks talking about the good old days right now would have been too much.
Y'all would have been on here for another 20 minutes. Know. You know that with Scott.
Funny.
All right. Well, appreciate it, guys. We're going to take another break here. We're coming back. I've got some over-unders. I'm going to take some suggestions on points. Jake, now we got some inside information.
We do.
And the inside information is we have more information than the guys who are playing in the game about the game.
True story.
So that might actually, like, I've got a points over and under number, and I might have to adjust it now based on the fact that those guys didn't even know how long the game was going to be. So that's part of it, too.
We'll get it to all
right,
of this.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got more to go here on the program. Stay right here with us. Coming back, more to go right here. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.